Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by Skillshare. To get 2 months of free access to over 25,000 classes, visit skillshare.com/AC. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. So I am recording this on the last day of 2018. It's December 31st, 2018. And often at the end of the year, I know that we sometimes think about what we're going to do differently in the coming year. But if we just jump into the new year, tackling new goals without thinking about places where we might be stuck, areas where we might be having difficulty breaking through, then our efforts are going to be in vain because we can attack new problems with the same old systems and we're going to get stuck. Again, we're going to have the same conversation at the end of 2019. So on today's show, I want to revisit a conversation we had probably about a year and a half ago about three areas where we can get stuck and what we can do about it. Because if we don't change our systems to accommodate our ambitions, then we simply won't have the infrastructure necessary to accomplish our ambitions. We're going to wither on the vine. We're going to get stuck and we're going to wonder why we're stuck. And some of the places we get stuck are invisible to us. So today we're going to talk about three of them and what we can do about it. Before we dive in, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Skillshare. So as I mentioned, it's obviously the end of the year, it's the start of a new year. And one of the things that we often think about are resolutions, things we want to do differently in the coming year. I'm going to challenge you to make one of your resolutions growth and development of your skills in 2019, learning new skills, developing new ways of tackling your work. And frankly, even just developing new hobbies, new interests, new ways of stoking your curiosity. We often talk on the show, and I've written about it in my books, the importance of what I call unnecessary creating, which is creating things that aren't necessarily on demand. Nobody's looking over your shoulder. Nobody's paying you to do it. You're just doing it to stoke your curiosity, to explore your creative aptitudes, to develop yourself, to push boundaries. So I challenge you in 2019 to tackle some new skills, develop the method by which you approach your work. Well, Skillshare is a wonderful partner in helping you do that. It's an online learning community for creators. With more than 25,000 classes in design, business, and more, you'll learn countless ways to fuel your curiosity, your creativity, and your career. You can take classes in social media marketing, mobile photography, creative writing, illustration. Whatever you want to learn, Skillshare will help you do it. Whether you're looking to discover a new passion, to start a side hustle, or to gain a professional skill, Skillshare is there to keep you learning, thriving, and reaching those New Year's goals. One of the things that I love about Skillshare is it's taught by practitioners. You have people who actually do these things all day long, showing you how to do what it is they do. These are not theoreticians. These are not people who are speculating. These are people who actually do, who have the skills that you want to learn, showing you how to develop those skills, how to gain that insight. And lifelong learning is important, not just because we want to, you know, advance our career prospects, not just because we want to make more money or we want to tackle some kind of new career, but because people who develop skills, people who are engaged in pursuing their curiosity, stretching themselves, trying new things, achieving small goals, find life more satisfying. And don't you want to find life more satisfying? I know I do. So join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for listeners of the Axonal Creative. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free. That's right. Skillshare is offering the Axon Creative listeners 2 months of unlimited access to over 25,000 classes. Get this for free. To sign up, go to skillshare.com/AC. Again, that's skillshare.com/AC to start your 2 months now. 2 months of access to 25,000 classes for free. That's skillshare.com/AC. We thank Skillshare for sponsoring this episode of the Axon Creative Podcast. All right, creative paralysis or creative block, we often hear, is often the result of inattention in a few key areas. Now, listen, stuckness is just a part of doing hard things, right? We're going to get stuck. Sooner or later, if we're working hard enough, we're going to eventually find that we get stuck because we're going to be pushing boundaries. We're going to be venturing into unknown territory, and sooner or later, we are going to get stuck. Part of this is because internal work does not always equate to external progress. Instead, it can sometimes be helpful to step back and to consider the particular source of the stagnancy. So there are three key sources of stuckness or stagnancy that I encounter all the time as I'm working with organizations, as I'm working with individuals. People say, I don't understand. I'm just stuck. I just can't seem to make progress in my life, in my work. Well, often it comes down to one of these three things. So right now, as we enter into 2019, as we're going into a new year, as you're going to be tackling new ambitions, new goals, I want you to think about whether one of these three key areas might be inhibiting your progress. If you feel like you're stuck in one area of your life, think about whether one of these three areas could be the hurdle that you have yet to jump in order to get to that place. Because you need infrastructure. Anything that you want to accomplish, you need infrastructure to help you accomplish. And so tackling these three areas really is equivalent to developing infrastructure in your life to help you tackle those ambitions. All right. So the first area where I find people often get stuck is definition. Definition means you really don't know what you're doing. You think you know what you're doing, but you don't really know what it is you're trying to do. It's hard to solve a problem that you haven't defined. And yet we try to do this all the time. I see companies do this all the time. Teams do it. We tackle projects, but we don't define the problems that comprise that project. And so we spin our wheels. We get stuck. We jump into the work, but we don't make the effort necessary to ensure that we understand the problem that we're really trying to solve. And as a result, we eventually hit a wall and we do all that we know how to do, but we've lost touch with the end goal. There are a couple of sources of this stuckness, of this lack of definition. The first one is a lack of empathy. What this means is you don't really understand who you're serving and what a potential solution to their problem requires. So if we lack empathy for the people that we're serving, we don't really understand the problems that we're trying to solve. We're serving an abstract group of people and an abstract group of interests, but we don't necessarily understand what those interests are. We don't understand how to fully solve the problem because we're not empathizing with the needs of the people we're serving. So is there a lack of empathy in what you're doing? The second is a lack of focus. This means that you haven't pruned your objectives enough to make them actionable. So you're trying to do too many things. You're pushing a wall forward an inch at a time instead of really focusing your efforts and making headway in a couple of key areas. You're attempting to solve concepts, not problems. So do you need to prune in your life? Is there an area of your life where you need to prune so that you have more clarity about what it is you're trying to do? That's the second area. The third area within this definition heading is self-deception. So you've convinced yourself that a problem exists that really doesn't exist just in order to justify your activity. So you're working hard, you're accomplishing a lot, I guess, but you feel like you're not making progress. Sometimes it's because you've convinced yourself there's a problem that exists that really doesn't exist. You're just justifying your busy work. So is there any place in your life where you're doing a lot of busy work and you're convincing yourself that it's meaningful, but you feel stuck? Well, it could be because you're solving a problem that doesn't really exist. You know, maybe you're serving a customer that really doesn't need what you're selling anymore. And you're convincing yourself that you're making progress or that you're doing a lot of work, important work, but it really isn't a problem that needs to be addressed. So is there any place in your life where you feel like maybe you're solving a problem that doesn't really exist anymore? Have you deceived yourself? So the solution to all of this, to this definition stuckness of you don't really know what you're doing, is make sure that you're working on well-defined problems, number one. So list out all of the projects that you want to tackle in the coming year and make certain that you're working on well-defined problems. Have you defined the problem you're actually solving, or are you working on concepts? Are you tackling projects or problems? And then revisit those problems as often as necessary to reground yourself in them. Because sometimes as you make progress, the reason we get stuck sometimes is because we're making progress, but the problem itself is changing as we're learning things, as we're developing, as we're gaining traction, the problem changes. But we don't change the problem. We don't change how we're defining the problem, right? Even though the problem itself is changing. So you have to be continuously redefining the problem that you're solving if you want to make progress. Otherwise, you can get stuck solving something that was a problem 3 months ago, but is no longer a problem because you've learned things, you've developed things. And so we have to be very precise in how we define problems. So definition, you don't really know what you're doing. Make sure that you're defining problems effectively. That's the first area. The second area where we get stuck and we don't know it is motivation. And I put this under the heading of, you don't really care, do you? Which, you know, we think we do. We convince ourselves that we care, but sometimes we don't really care. Well, maybe you do care, but only because your paycheck or your reputation is on the line. However, this isn't always sufficient to keep you bringing your best work. You have to have a well-established through line that provides baked-in motivation to keep working even when things get tough. So here are a couple of possible sources of this motivation stuckness. Number one, misplaced ego. You've made the work all about yourself. So when there's a little bit of a claim on the line, you are willing to do what is necessary to get the work done. But when there's not much acclaim on the line, you can't quite gear up for it. Okay. So are you only doing things for external validation? If so, you might feel stuck if there's no external validation to be had. Number two, old problems, new you. You've personally moved on from the problems that used to intrigue you, but you're still plugging away at them, right? So you've moved on. You know, you have new interests, new curiosities, but you're still tackling old problems. So you're just not motivated to tackle them anymore because you're supposed to be working on something new, but you're still obsessed with an old problem because you're stuck in a rut. So is that possibly you? The third thing is what I call the black box phenomenon. You're plugging away at work, but you have absolutely no clue why any of your required tasks are relevant to the larger mission of the organization. You're all what and no why, which creates dissonance. So you're plugging away, doing a lot of what's, you're getting a lot of what's done, you're accomplishing tasks, but you have no idea why those tasks even matter in the grand scheme of things. Is there any place in your life, in your work, where you're missing a connection between the why of your work and the what of your work? And if so, it can create a lack of motivation. You maybe just won't care anymore. So you need to seek out that connection between the why and the what. This is what the black box phenomenon does to us. So the solution to this is you have to be brutally honest with yourself about issues of motivation and do your best to tie your work back to a deeper through line that motivates you. You know, sure, you may not always care about specific tasks, you know, the things you have to do. I mean, none of us love all of our work. We're professionals. That's why we're professionals, right? We're not amateurs doing this for fun. We're professionals. You're not always going to love everything you do, but how you work, even when you don't love your work or love the tasks, says a lot about who you are as a person, which I assume you do care a lot about. So I encourage you to try to make these ties between what you're doing and why you're doing it. Try to make these ties between your core tasks and your core motivation in order to make progress in the coming year. So that's the second area, which is motivation, the second place, second area that we get stuck in. The third area we get stuck in is systems. And I call this old dog, new tricks. Finally, your progress might simply be limited by your existing system or your existing workflow. Things like standing meetings, organizational hierarchies tend to stick around for a few years after they've served their original purpose. But so do personal productivity habits. Where are you due for a shakeup in your systems to help you gain a little bit of creative traction? So a couple of possible sources of this systems stuckness. The first is, you know, stale systems or too much pool jumping, as I call it. Are you due for a system refresh? Or B, are you in need of some stability to enable you to focus more effectively? So are you stuck using old systems trying to solve new problems? Do you need to refresh your rhythm, right? How your infrastructure, how you're approaching your day and your weeks? That's very possibly the reason that you feel stuck. Or are you in need of some stability? Do you need to instill some systems because you're constantly jumping from one pool to the other looking for the perfect temperature? You know, systems are just conduits for your work. They're not the work itself. Your systems exist to serve you, not the other way around. So if you feel like you're serving your systems, it's probably time for a refresh. Okay. The second subheading under this systems stuckness area is the wrong mix. So do you need to expand your relational network, or do you need to involve new people in the project to help you jumpstart your work? Is it possible that you're surrounding yourself with people who are keeping you stuck? And if so, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to refresh yourself to ensure that you're positioning yourself to be successful? The third area under this system stuckness is bad assumptions. Are you making assumptions that are limiting your scope of exploration? Sometimes systems can limit your vision in an unhealthy way. and questioning your operational assumptions can give you a new direction for your energy. So I encourage you to sit down going into this new year and ask, are there any assumptions I'm making about what is and what isn't possible for me, about who I can and can't associate with, about where I can and can't have impact? Are there any assumptions I'm making that are limiting my engagement? So the solution to this systems stuckness is do an audit of your systems and see if you can identify any energy drains, any places where your systems are not serving you. Instead, you feel like you're serving your systems. Where could you use fresh focus, fresh relationships, or fresh stimuli to help you gain traction? Where have things grown stale? So these are the three areas where we get stuck. Definition, which means you really don't know what you're doing. Motivation, which means you really don't care, do you? And systems, where you need to develop some systems or refresh your systems to help you be more effective. Stuckness is, in many cases, a choice. I know it doesn't feel like it in the moment, but we're making a choice because we're not looking in the right places. Maybe we're burying our head in the sand, or maybe we're so busy that we just can't see the patterns. You may not come up with the optimal solution, but if you stay diligent, you commit to progress, you can always redirect to a better place. However, wallowing in stagnancy is always a shortcut to misery. Listen, refuse to be stuck. Do not use being stuck as an excuse. Don't do it. It's tempting because that means you can abdicate responsibility. Don't do that. You have a body of work to build. You have something to do in this coming year that is significant to you and to your stakeholders. Refuse to be stuck. Do whatever it takes to break through. If you want a transcript of this episode, I'm going to put it in the collective. If you go to collective.accidentalcreative.com, you can join the collective. I'm going to actually put a transcript of this episode there so that you can go through and do kind of a checklist, if you will, of these three areas and see, okay, are any of these relevant to me right now? And I encourage you to do that. Again, it's collective.accidentalcreative.com. Refuse to be stuck. All right. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Also subscribe at accidentalcreative.com/subscribe to get every episode delivered as it's released. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.